Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And time now for another round of Brian Lehrer's show, Advice Roulette, in which you can call in and ask for any one piece of advice from a fellow listener. But the deal is you have to give a piece of advice too. So if you need advice on anything, you can call in right now to get in line at 212-433-WNYC. All our lines are open, so you're going to be able to call right in and get right on. Have you heard these advice roulette segments in the past? They're always kind of fun, and we're going to have that little bit of fun right now. And they're always surprisingly illuminating. 212-433-WNYC. So we'll do this here in our last membership drive morning. You don't know who you'll get. That's why it's advice roulette. And you don't know who'll get you. So 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Do you need advice about whether to go back to school? 212-433-9692. Or what to do about your neighbor's rowdy children? Or vegetarian options for Thanksgiving? Should you break up with your boyfriend? People have asked that. Call in and get one free advice question, and we'll see if a fellow listener can come up with something helpful. It's our latest round of Advice Roulette here on The Brian Lehrer Show. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. As your calls are coming in, I'll mention that we also have another segment coming up later in the hour. Maybe you've seen the most emailed article on the New York Times website right now about why your iPhone may stop working well just as the latest model is released. So we're going to have their business reporter, Catherine Rampell, who reported that story, to tell us how much it's a coincidence and how much maybe it's planned obsolescence from the people at Apple who seem to make 3/4 of the devices that everybody owns. But right now, it's advice roulette. Do you need advice about something, listeners? You can call in and ask for any one piece of advice from a fellow listener, but the deal is you have to give a piece of advice to the next caller. So let's put on lines 1 and 2, Lucy in Lower Manhattan and Susan in Huntington. Lucy, are you there?
I am.
And Susan, are you there?
I am.
So, Lucy, you get to ask Susan for a piece of advice.
I work as a volunteer for a nonprofit for transplant organ recipients, and we need to produce a brochure for our group, and we don't have very much money, so I'm looking for a cost-efficient way to do that. I don't really expect help, but I thought I'd ask.
Susan, you got anything for her?
Well, I actually am recently laid off, and that is what I do, so I would totally volunteer my time.
Wow.
Whoa.
And I'm a photographer, so I could shoot what's needed, and I have graphic designers.
Oh, my goodness. Can I give you my email?
Yeah, well, we'll take you both off the air and let you give your contact information through our producer, and nobody else will have to know who you both are. But that's unbelievable.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Goodness. Unbelievable. Okay, so Lucy, hang on. We're going to get yours.
I have another piece of advice for her, and that is, online, you can do things where you raise money as a not-for-profit, where people, sometimes you do a photograph, like Humans of New York will post one photograph and then you list your story. Very often it's like one individual person and then people can make donations. I don't remember offhand the name of that organization, but it is great and it raises a huge amount of funds for organizations.
Unbelievable. So, Susan, when we're done with you, we're going to put you off the air and get your contact information and we'll match you up with Lucy, and that's so generous.
All right.
So now you get to ask your advice question to Angel in the Bronx. Angel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Angel, Susan in Huntington.
I don't know if Angel's going to be able to relate if he lives in the Bronx.
Oh, well, we'll find out.
All right. I live in
it's
suburbia.
It's roulette, after all.
I live in suburbia, and I love silence when I can get it. My neighbor has a huge thing of wind chimes. They're enormous, and they're on 24/7, and they're always blowing, and it's making me nuts. And I can't speak to her because she hates me, and about some old weird thing with a fence because I didn't give her $1,000. And then she's an ex-cop, and she's not all...
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I can't hear anybody.
So, all right, Susan, I think Angel is having a little trouble hearing. Angel, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yes.
Okay, so Susan's advice was her neighbor is driving her crazy with these wind chimes that keep going all the time, and her neighbor also hates her, and she doesn't have any good way of approaching her neighbor to ask her to please chill out on the wind chimes. She thinks that somebody in the Bronx can't relate to this question, but I think that people in the city have such noise problems with the neighbors all the time that people can totally relate. So do you have any advice for Susan?
I do. I'd say kill her with kindness. I mean, I'd say that you have to sort of find something that she needs and help her with that, and it might be a roundabout way to try to approach the wind chime problem.
I think that's a beautiful suggestion. So, Susan, good luck with that, and we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information so you can get in touch with Lucy. And, again, that is so awesome for you to volunteer. And, Angel, now you get to ask for a piece of advice from Vivian in Brooklyn. Vivian, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello. And you're on with Angel in the Bronx. Angel, what's your question?
Well, I'm a private citizen. I ran for city council last year, and I ran unsuccessfully, but it was not only extremely difficult, but one of the most fulfilling moments of my life. I'm considering doing it again, and I'm really sort of having second thoughts about whether I should do it or not. So I need some advice.
You want advice? Vivian, he wants advice on whether to run for office again after he lost.
I think if you had an experience that was extremely fulfilling on all accounts, even though you lost, I say go for it again. Check it out. There was something about the experience. I think it's great to, you know, why not try it again if it was fulfilling? Are there any reasons why you think not
to? I could hardly hear you.
Right. Angel, you're going to I'll give you the advice, since I guess we've had some problem with the feed on your line. Vivian said if you found the experience fulfilling, then go for it again. And that's her advice. So, Angel, good luck to you. And, Vivian, you're now on for your advice question with Belinda in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Belinda, hi.
Hi.
Vivian, can
hi,
you...
Hi, Belinda. How are you?
Go ahead.
I'm good.
You guys
okay,
don't need me. Vivian,
good
go
question.
Ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Belinda, I'm just asking. I'm starting a new relationship, and I have some medical issues in my life that could have some effect on the relationship. And I find myself hesitant to share them. I'm just wondering what your advice is.
I guess it depends how new the relationship is. If you feel like you're really moving forward and you want to build trust with the person, I would say yes, definitely tell the person about your health issues. I think that's important. And they might have something to share with you that's equally difficult.
Awesome. I like that recommendation. Thanks.
Vivian,
you're welcome.
Thank you very much. And so, Belinda, now you get to ask your question. Can we put Dan in Newark on with her, line five? So we've got Belinda from the west side of Manhattan, who's going to ask an advice question here on Brian Lehrer Show Advice Roulette to Dan in Newark. Dan, are you there?
I am here and ready.
Belinda, go.
Okay. I have an eight-year-old who's really big for his age and big boned, but often gets called fat, and we kind of think he's maybe a little bit heavy, like he's got a belly, and you know, and so there's a lot of pressure to be thin. But I know friends who were pressured by their parents to be thin when they were eight, and they hated it and resented. And so I'm trying to figure out how I should handle it. Of course, the mother gets all kinds of blame, but you know, so I'm just trying to figure out if I should tenderly, you know, I don't know, put him on a diet, or, you know, we try to eat healthy. We try to cut back on carbs. We limit the sweets. You know, there's all kinds of things like that. But if you have any advice for how to approach it, plus he loves carbs and sweets. So
that's a problem. All right, Dan, what should she do?
Unfortunately, I couldn't hear that. It was just silence. Can you find
Sorry. So she's got an 8-year-old who's overweight. and she's not sure how much to deal with it as an issue. Tell me if I'm summing you up right.
Yep.
Or to kind of just kind of love him who he is, because he gets all this, you know, ribbing from other kids as it is. So what do you think, and how?
You know, it seems to me that any way you deal with something around kids and those kinds of challenges, if you come from love and concern and engage them in something together, it probably is a good idea to address it, just because we know how many challenges come from obesity, childhood obesity when you're an adult, that maybe if she could engage him together and say, you know, let's start running together or playing together and do it in a very loving but gentle way, maybe you can start the conversation that way.
Good. Thank you.
Belinda, good luck to you. And we're just about out of time for Advice Roulette. So, Dan, you get to ask me your question.
Okay, so my husband's company wants to relocate us to Germany, but they are giving us a choice between Berlin and Munich. Which city should I choose?
Aha. Having never been to either, I'll just say that I've heard that Berlin is awesome these days, but I don't know much about Munich. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to crowdsource this one, since you're the last caller. Folks, should Dan and his husband move to Berlin or move to Munich, since it seems that they're being given the choice with their business, okay? Post the pros and cons of Berlin and Munich, did it again, and your advice, Berlin or Munich, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. So, Dan, check our comments page in a little while, all right?
I will. That's awesome. Thanks.
And thanks to all of you who called and played Advice Roulette. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And still to come, we are going to talk to Catherine Rempel, business reporter for the New York Times, who has the most emailed article up there right now. It's about why your iPhone may stop working well just as the latest model is released. And apparently this may go for other Apple products as well. Stay with us.